Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve check number 460840 through 460857, check number 460859 through 460887, warrants 7490 through 7494, and one journal entry.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll. Oh, one more. I'm sorry.
Move to approve check number 460858.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of regular session minutes, October 5th, 2020, and executive session minutes, October 5th and October 7th. On October 7th, I made a correction.
I saw nothing wrong with the regular minutes.
I didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
I did not see anything wrong with the regular minutes.
No.
Move to approve the regular minutes October 5th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for October 5th, 2020, with corrections.
It'll be October 7th with corrections. Right.
Second.
Yep. How do I have it on? You're right. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for October 7th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District and letter of support.
Mike, did you skip something?
Did I? Oh, I'm sorry. I need to move back up to monthly budget report. Sorry.
That's not me. Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
At the end of September, GCR is at $3,937,526.91, with revenues at $8,573,756.91, and expenditures being $9,751,954.74. Road and Bridge is totaling at the end of September was $12,716,893.34. The law enforcement tax is at $849,578.38, and the sewer ended at in September at $8,925,599.41.
You might expect my usual question. Have we transferred the $300,000 out of the law enforcement back to GCR?
We have not. I was thinking about waiting till closer to the end of the year, but if the commission would like us to transfer that, we can. It does have enough funds in there to do so at this time.
Do you foresee any reason it will not have enough funds, anything projected between now and the end of the year that would prevent?
I do not. So, if the commission does want that, just at any time, let me know. I'm doing so. Any other questions? All right. Thank you.
Now we'll go to Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District and letter of support.
Southwest Solid Waste District N has requested a letter from each county within District N that is in support of the district applying for electronic grant that would be done in each county. So five separate electronic recycle events. The DNR, this is the DNR's request. They want each county's support. Since it's money set aside for cities and counties, but this is part of the process that the counties actually agree with a support letter.
How many problems do you guys?
I don't have any.
You've got an example of the letter. You need
correct.
You need Shannon to. You've got it
yep.
to give
you. Send it to him.
I have it here mm-hmm. too.
Okay.
Move to approve and allow Commissioner Schofield to sign the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District N letter of support.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Yep.
Agreement for hydraulic hammer number 20-109 Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated October 8th, 2020. And it's a cooperative purchasing contract, Sourcewell contract, number 032119 CAT, and our attorney approves the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement for hydraulic hammer buying between Fayette, Caterpillar, and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for UVC air and surface disinfection lamps, seven of them, number 20-111CM. I have a letter dated October 8, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This is to purchase seven UVC air surface disinfection lamps at a contract price.
These are the ones that are going on top of the building for the air return.
Seven, is it, or is it the fire? Is it the fire?
No, this wouldn't be for
surface disinfection. I don't know. U.S. air and surface disinfection lamps.
I know this has nothing to do with you, Jason, but would you know?
No, not off the top of my head. You know, we do on the wastewater side, we use UV lamps a lot of times
It says UVC, air and surface disinfection.
I would see that could be an add-on to the HVAC system.
Okay. What's the file number, Commissioner? Yeah. 20-11CN. I'll see if my notes. My notes do not reflect the intended location.
And I remember asking if, because it said 7, and I was thinking we discussed if it was what I was thinking of at the time of maybe using two others, and we asked if the bid could apply more than 7, and I remember the answer was no.
This is scope of services is for Chris Byrne and then Melissa Duckworth.
That's what I thought. It's the fire department.
So this is the fire department.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this is the bid we awarded last week.
Yes.
Uh-huh. When I said air, I was thinking it was the air handler.
Yeah, if it's a UV thing for fire department, they put their helmets and stuff after they
put it in the
UV wheel that disinfects everything.
Well, there was one for each department throughout the county.
I think they can also use it in the... Anyways, I just want to make sure I knew what it was.
Yeah.
Move to approve the agreement for UVC air and surface disinfection lamps signed between Taney County and Neil Zeed, EA Medical, LLC.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Olive Acres, Arnie update, and December 31st, renewal.
Thanks.
Sorry, I had that laid on my desk.
I didn't copy the whole packet that we went over last week. I just the pertinent pieces of it. Walking through. We have the life insurance, AD&D, supplemental life, spousal, supplemental life, children's life, short-term disability, and long-term disability, which are both voluntary products. Through Dearborn Life, they are offering a rate hold, no increase. And so I would recommend to the commission that we renew with Dearborn Life on that piece.
Do you guys have any questions on that one?
No.
No.
Move to approve a renewal with Dearborn Life Insurance Company. Is it for, is it a 2-year deal?
It is a 2-year rate lock.
You guys want to move for the 2 years or you want a motion just for the next year?
I move for 2 years myself.
Move to approve the renewal starting January 1st, 2021 through January 1st, 2023 as presented.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next page of the packet is your MetLife renewal of both the dental and the vision. It's a 12-month rate lock, no increase in premiums. Recommendation is to renew as proposed.
Do you guys have any questions on that one?
And I asked the benefits person, everyone's been satisfied with them, have they not, after they got everything worked out? Thank you.
Move to approve the renewal for MetLife for dental and vision.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.